Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Aiken City Council work session of October 27th. And we have one item to talk about. And, of course, that's the old Aiken Master Plan. So without further ado, Mr. LeDuc,
yes, please. Why don't we pull out the map that we have on the Northwest District? And if we have time, then we're going to go to the goals. But you first need to see if this is the type of zoning that you would like to see potentially in the Northwest Quadrant. The last time, the way we did it, is we kind of went from block to block. It seemed to work fairly well. And if anybody doesn't have an objection, then we'll start at Florence and Abbeville in the upper left-hand corner where it says RML. Does everybody feel comfortable keeping it as RML?
Yes, yes.
So no one has any problems. We'll keep moving along. We're, as you can see here, the pattern is because the area is primarily single-family homes, it's stating let's go ahead and look at reverting this back to single-family residential zoning. Now, you do have a couple areas that talk about office areas or office space on Lauren Street. But as we go past there, is there any problems until we get to the Lawrence?
I'm sorry, which way are you going?
I'm going along the upper level here between Abbeville and Hampton.
The purple stuff is what on the on?
That'd be office space.
And it is currently?
Currently there is office at at Abbeville and Lawrence over to Pendleton.
That's my Fulford.
And that's Second Baptist up there, isn't it, the purple?
No, Second Baptist is Lawrence. Where the RML is at, way over to your left.
Okay, between Pendleton and...
I'm sorry, it's up right along Hampton Avenue, where it's white right now.
It's where Ingate Pharmacy is. That's what you're talking about, isn't it? That purple part at the corner.
The purple part right now, Ingate is across the street where the chamber used to be.
Right.
At Abbeville and Lawrence, which is currently showing that reverting back to single family. But
you're not on that block yet.
We're not on that block yet.
Okay.
So on the block west of Lawrence, there's vacant property at the corner of Hampton and Lawrence. It's way high above. At one time was a grocery store. That's vacant now. It's proposed to be zoned office. Then there's several non-residential buildings on Lawrence Street between Hampton and Abbeville that are proposed to be residential that are currently GB. Do you want to continue it as office or general business, or do you want to convert that to residential?
I would say residential.
And that's where right now there's a chiropractor in there. Mm-hmm. I think there's a Masonic Lodge in there.
Used to be homes.
Well, probably all of this used to be homes in 1800, but or whenever it was designed. I mean, that is one of the main streets coming into Aiken. I mean, is it not? I mean, And I mean, it's not would not be that unusual for that to be at least the part fronting on Lawrence.
But you have, in one block, you have the post office, then you had you got the house at the post office, and then Second Baptist School, and then the next block is where you represent right now.
Well, you've got property across the street. It's got some other uses other than residential, too, doesn't it?
We're talking
Definitely. This
area right here, right there, between Hampton and Abbeville, this one block.
It's across the street from where the chamber used to be.
That's correct. And pretty much whatever you decide on this one side, the west side, you probably want to mirror it on the east side.
Because on the east side right now, you've got the wedding.
Victoria Chapel.
Right.
You also have the pharmacy.
There's two of the houses, and you've got the chamber, the old chamber building where the pharmacy is right now. So.
And again.
What you want. My concern is if we're going to do it, let's not do it piecemeal. and we're going to go. What you're going to end up with is that entire street probably becoming business, because in the next block you've got the majority business, and you go into where Tim Simmons lives in the church, that will become eventually business. So if you're going to do it, but just don't play games each block with people's homes here in terms of rezoning property.
We are talking about both sides, Lawrence Street.
Yes.
And my concern there is Lawrence Street is a major connector. It is. I mean, there's a lot of traffic on there. Have we really done what we're supposed to do as far as the way the use is? I mean, the reason why it did go to that is because there's a good bit of traffic on that road and there's a good bit of visibility on the road, which means that normally is not the residential areas. That's why it went GB and why it's LP and LB across the street. Roger, I also had a question. Is RML, it is residential multifamily low density. What is exactly the distinction between that? And if we do this all a single family, do we have a setback problem with those homes that are in there now?
Ed or Sandra or someone, can you specifically answer that?
You're asking what the density is?
No, I'm asking if all this was converted to single-family residential detached, would those homes that are on these small lots would they be able to remain there if something happened to them with the setback problem? We've run into the setback problems on Chesterfield Street as far as having to get zoning variances and that kind of thing. What would happen to the homes that are there? Would they all...
If they were destroyed?
Yeah.
Minimum lot width and lot size in RML is small. I mean, it's less than any single family zone, so there's setbacks on the side. I don't think there'd be a problem.
When we say single family detached, what zoning would we put on that? The RS-15 or RS?
Detached.
Right.
One of the RS, so RS-6, RS-8, RS-10,
RS-15. Okay, so it could be RS-6, which would allow patio homes, which would allow certain, these might qualify for. Yeah. That's my only concern, is that the homes that are there now, the smaller homes, would still be able to remain. There's nothing wrong with having homes that are closer to each other as long as they're homes. So I just want to make sure we don't change somebody's zoning that would affect what he's got there now. And he'd have to have a variance if something happens to his home.
Without a variance, you could have the homes in that area 10 feet from the property line, the side yard. But the building official in the downtown area has, as long as it's on a fire hazard, gone down to 7.5 feet 5 for each side yard. So 15 feet is the very minimum from house to house.
That's from a fire code.
For fire code purposes.
Right.
I think what we're coming up against is what we talked about the last time, is I think when these committees met, they were told to do what you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Think about in a perfect world, as mm-hmm. John put it, John Breck was just talking to me about, this is what we would do. And we're sort of saying, we're hitting another wall. It's not a perfect, I mean, it's not going to, we can't move these blocks around. There are people that own this property, and what do we, I mean, it's a dilemma, because what is our goal at this point, you know? And we'll get into it again with Mr. Meadows' property, you know, we will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also, as you look at these two blocks on side to side, the north, or actually the southeast corner of Hampton and Lawrence, that's where that car lot is at now. And if you look at it, where it says GB on that, it's not only that corner lot, but the current property goes quite a ways along Hampton and actually comes back in. It's a backwards L-shaped property. So you got that Victorian chapel, you got the pharmacy, and you got a car lot at that corner. Three very distinct commercial operations that, if you got the proposed zoning, you would be saying that would no longer be allowed in the future.
Let's go back just a minute. You know, we've talked a lot about not changing anyone's zoning unless we had their permission. And to me, that's the underlying principle here that I'm going by. And I think there was a consensus of council that when we get to that point, that's what we're going to say. So with that in mind, how can we sit here and just say, well, that block ought to be this, that block ought to be this? We know that we need family, we need residential, multi-level, and we've got a bunch of it there. Why don't we go back to the principle of let's going and talking to these people to see who wants to change what? We might find some that do want to change. I mean, that's one way to go about this thing. We could sit here all day and talk about, well, that block would be better for this, or that block would be better for that, or. But it's really going to come down in the end as to what do the people want. If we stick with that principle, I mean, I'm not saying we will, but I know I will, but if we do stick with that principle, then we're not going to change it anyway, unless the people want to change.
Mr. Mayor, we went through this last time, and we even said about, well, should we send the stuff that we did last week, or 2 weeks, whenever it was, out to the people so we'd say, well, this is what the plan, please let us know. We said, no, we don't want to do that because we get everybody in an uproar. I guess the question comes in is that the committee would like to see our city look like this. If the majority of council says we would like our city to look like this, we still need to put on a comprehensive plan that under no circumstances will we change your zoning. That's the question. In other words, we stamp it on every page and we say the committee feels like this is what we want our city to look like. The city council feels like this is what the city wants to look like. However, we will not change your zoning, but this is what we want our city to look like. I think that's the question.
Yes.
And so I don't have a problem going through and saying this is what I feel like the city have a meeting of mind, and then once we get through it, then we send it out and say, folks, this is what the comprehensive plan says and how proactive we are. And then there's two sides of that. Wade was feeling that we don't need to just leave it. I don't agree with that. I think if we have a plan that says we want the city to look like this, I think we ought to at least let people know that's what the plan needs to be, and we'd send it out. And then we can be proactive about if people want to change it, we can then start the process and get zoning changed if they want it, and just leave everybody else alone.
I agree with you. I agree with the plan. We need a plan, certainly. But I think that all these folks, these good folks that have worked on this, have spent many hours of coming up with this plan. And before we sit here and change anything, I think the very least we ought to have is someone from the committee talk to us about why they selected this, or else, if we do make changes, let's have them talk to us about whether that's a good change or why they didn't do it that way or whatever. We need some communication between the committees. We talked about this last time as well. Because to me, it seems like we're just kind of going in the fog here.
We have three people that are from there.
And that's great.
Could I make an input?
Certainly.
The general guidelines that we felt like is that all the major thoroughfares that we were seeing coming in the city, like Lawrence Street, that the property facing those streets should be the general business or limited professional, because you don't want houses living on there. But those buildings that property behind the principal streets were residential, whether it be single family, multifamily, that would be decisions that would be made in the future. But in a few cases, there's some people that would like don't have any problem living on a main thoroughfare. For example, the street, let's talk about Lawrence Street. Possibly the best thing to do is to say keep those houses but limited to limited professionals, so they can retain the houses and put professional people in there. Along Hampton Avenue, we have identified to be predominantly residential living, but possibly a little bit more general business should be, because that's a major thoroughfare. So I can see where in the thoroughfares you could maybe kind of break up the residential, but off the thoroughfares be primarily residential. That was the general feeling we had in the committee.
Well, Mike, if that's the case, why is it all residential on Lawrence Street?
Because we had originally at that time, it was thought that let's keep the houses in, that we need a mixture of houses and businesses. But your conversation here about using main thoroughfares is possibly a little more business-oriented, I can see where you wouldn't mind changing to limited professional. in the existing property.
But you see our dilemma. We don't, we've got a committee that says something, and the mayor's point is...
But we're not recommending changing anything right now. This is a perfect world that we want to do.
Well, but the committee, this is what Lawrence Street, those 1, 2, 3, 4, all those, both sides of Lawrence Street, the committee recommended residential there. What you're saying is that now would not be a bad idea. I mean, I happen to feel like Lawrence Street, because of the traffic and because of what's there and because it's going to remain that, in my mind, because of what it is, changing that in the plan to residential is not something I would support unless I go down there and say, what's the future of this? If the future is to go back to residential on those blocks, I could see it. But I don't think the future of that block of Lawrence Street facing Lawrence is going to be residential.
Well, I'm trying to come up with a kind of a compromise here. We would like to see it residential. But if you feel like that's not the way to go, then possibly limited to professional, because you got a lot of residential houses there that could be turned into professional buildings.
Pat, the concern that I get, and I don't want to deviate too much from what we're discussing, but if you're talking about a main thoroughfare being Lawrence Street, then you have York Street. And if we start this pattern of a main thoroughfare in terms of a gate to our city, changing that to a business pattern, then you got York Street, that's a main entrance into an exit into our city. So, where do we go with York Street in terms of changing the zoning of all those houses there?
And
you've got Whiskey Road, that's a main thoroughfare, so we know we're not going to change that. So what kind of consistent pattern do we make with our city, with where people live, with protecting a residential structure? And I recognize that as we age, changes have to occur because of the pattern of growth with our city, but I'm looking at the people that live, work, worship in the downtown area, and they need some kind of housing in these areas. They don't have transportation like you and I, so we...
Well, I agree with you 100% about York Street, but if it's zoned residential now, I would not be in favor of changing that. This is different. We're going from GB on this, which has been GB for a long, long time. I don't remember when it wasn't GB. Well, I mean, I don't remember. I guess it could have been 20 years ago or whatever. It's been GB for a while, hadn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, historically, it's been GB. To me, this is different than, I agree with you on York Street. I'm not in favor of changing residential to commercial, but it seems to me the bent of this, Old Aiken Master Plan is, and I saw it on the last one we went through, is to go from everything else to single family detached. I mean, that's the bent of what the committees have come up with. And I can tell you right now, I'm not necessarily in favor of that, because I think a downtown needs something else other than detached residential, because downtown towns have commercial, have businesses, and that's why we're here. So that's one of my concerns, Leslie. And I agree with you on York Street. Wouldn't be in favor of changing that, because it is residential now, but that's different on this. So,
as we're talking about reconfiguring areas with PUD zones, and based on the street in question that we're talking about between Hampton and Lawrence, that leads to Hampton on the north side, we talked about PUD areas. Whether you would want to reconfigure that area for a PUD area in terms of mixing some multi-unit and then business all together in that area, even with the corner. On the corner of Lawrence and Hampton, is that unsightly? I'm not sure whether it's a repair place. I'm not sure what that is, but it needs to be cleaned up. And what do we do with that kind of business that's unsightly in our city? And that's a main interest into our community. So.
Well, I think we're unsightly and whatever. I think we're talking about land use here and planning unsightly. I mean, that, to be honest with you, Leslie, that might be something that we try to acquire for green space if it's a main entrance for our city and we want to beautify it. That's a separate, to me, that's a separate issue than the zoning. And, yes. Mm-hmm. I can actually understand the Pendleton side
myself, I mean, if you look at that, if you look at that side for residential or whatever, but I feel like the Lawrence Street side is going to, and I can be swayed, but I feel like we need to kind of keep that.
Pat, would you say then on the east side of the that block to make it general business? Because
you've got housing on the south side, between Edgefield and Abbeyville, you've got housing there, then you'll have on the north of that, you'll have some business for people to shop and live in that area. And also, even from the plan, we're mixing uses between office and residential.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, to me, that, you know, they need to, there needs to be consistency. And as far as the PUD situation, I think we did have a good compromise that 10 acres, anything 10 acres and above, and I think a block is how much maximum is 8, right? So, I mean, you'd have to, the PUD would not come into effect unless somebody's able, and we don't, I think they had it where you don't cross, you don't cross blocks, so you can't, and any of this stuff, that couldn't happen.
I think what the committee's, one of the comments I heard when I visited one of the committee's meetings was that, and I think this is great, you know, where we have residential, we really want to protect it. And to send that message, I'm not for sending the message that where we have anything, it has to be residential. I agree with you. People have bought that property, they paid for it as professional or property or business property, which is very hard to find downtown. But I think the fact of the matter that it is hard to find business and professional property downtown is one of the reasons that the people that have, that the neighbors that have residences there want to be sure that we recognize, and I think we have in the past, that they need to be protected, that this not doesn't need to be a catching sort of thing from block to block.
Yeah. I'm not sure, and I can't swear to this, but I'm not sure there is an example of changing anybody's residential to anything other than residential on the Old Aiken Master Plan that we've had submitted.
I don't think there is. I think that's great.
I agree 100% on that, but if you look at it, we have the exact opposite the other way. I think how many changes were there? Of zoning from something else, residential?
The majority.
I mean, a lot. So
I would like to see the block between Barn, I don't know if we're here or there yet, between Barnwell and Edgefield, where the Henderson House is, and that whole block behind the Presbyterian Church, that half a block is right now residential. And it really is a full of wonderful homes. And that's recommended to be residential. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And that would be a big change if it were changed to business, even though it fronts on Lawrence Street. You know what I mean?
And the part that fronts on Lawrence is residential, but the front, which is kind of surprising, that fronts on Newberry Street is limited professional.
But not in, yeah, and that's weird, isn't it?
It is.
And none of those houses are anything but residences.
So let me see if I could clarify this. On Lawrence Street, between Hampton and Abbeyville, where it's currently GB, you all see where we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm hearing consensus is keep the portion that fronts on Lawrence Street as general business, but consider the portion facing Pendleton Street, which is currently all residential homes, as residential.
To me, that would make more sense, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Good. More comments?
Yeah, John. Sure. My name is John Brecht. I was the co-chair of the Northwest District Committee, subcommittee. And it was just our belief that a strong residential area was paramount to improving the city and solidifying any kind of improvement. And there's nothing wrong with having Lawrence being an entrance to the city as being residential, unlike Richland and York Street, and you know, that was just where we stood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we agree with that, and we've done an awful lot to make sure we got residential houses downtown. This city paid $350,000 for a body shop to be able to put six townhomes and parking. So that, there's no question that this city council agrees with you 100% about getting housing downtown, and we're, I think we're doing a pretty good job of it in, over the last, especially the last 10 years. So there's no question we agree with you, because housing and rooftops in the downtown area is what's going to drive the commercial area and the restaurants and everything else, and that's, we agree with you. My point is I don't want to do it all the other way. In other words, saying they're all residential and we're changing people's use that is there now. This is what we're talking about here is strictly land use for what we feel like we want Aiken to look like in 20 years. That's, or 10 or 5 or whatever the comprehensive plan says we have to do. That's what we're about.
There was one other kind of dovetail into this is in one of our objectives we talk about exploring ways of creating creative financing to encourage single family residential development. So in a way that's kind of a dovetail into this. If we can make it easier for people to obtain homes and to own their own single family residential, then we've got to have the zoning to support that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was kind of also a factor. But that's another objective goals.
I don't have any problem with any of it except, like Pat, with that property that faces Lawrence. And heavens knows, and I know you're not saying this, we don't want entrance roads to all be commercial cars.
No.
I mean, I live on an entrance road. I don't want it to be a commercial
car. No, I think there's a difference between roads that are historically an entrance road that's got residential, totally, and an entrance road that's got other uses other than residential. I mean, I guess a case could be made that, that Richland Avenue, even from down from where all the Hardee's and all that stuff is now, at one time was residential. Well, then nobody wants to live on, would want to live on Richland Avenue with the amount of traffic on Richland Avenue going toward, I mean, I'm talking about years and years and years ago. So I agree with what Leslie said as far as if it's residential now and if people want to keep it residential, just like on that six block area there, that six homes on the Pendleton side where it's GB now. To me, if all six of those people, and if they have residential and they want to keep residential and they all sign the petition to say we want our six homes to be residential, then by gracious, we ought to change it to RS-15 or RS-6 or whatever it is to keep that there. And that's what's important. Now, the problem is if one right in the middle says I don't want that, then we'll have a, you know, one, it'll stay. But to me, that's what we're talking about. In other words, protecting their residential, which is now GB. And that's important.
Can you make that half a block GB facing Lawrence and Russell facing Pendleton?
I think Diane has a comment, Tom.
Yes.
I'm Diane Song.
Yes, Diane.
I'm sure, John. Our committee basically looked at this.
If you don't mind, yeah.
That way we can capture you on tape, Diane.
That's right.
Forever.
Hi, I'm Diane Saunders. I was co-chair with John. What our committee looked at is we thought about the elderly, and they don't have transportation, so we wanted it where they could walk to church, walk to downtown. Also, we thought about college students, bringing in some younger people that would spend possibly a little more money downtown. So that's why we were looking at the single family or residential area.
Well, I think it's important for them to walk to that chiropractor too. That's the that's my only distinct, you know, we just but see, what's funny thing about it is we had a lot of talk about we want that grocery store downtown, the fresh market downtown or whatever, and part of our problem was the parking. In other words, if we're going to get a grocery store downtown, there has to be parking, and that's a dilemma we're in. You know, I mean, we want all those things, and I think it can be done, but it takes an awful lot of planning and a lot of I don't think that's going to happen unless somebody can accumulate the land and come up with some really, really unique thing like
I mentioned Columbia the other day, but they actually have a Publix right down in the, it used to be an old mill or something, and it's amazing how they were able to accumulate the land and put a Publix in right downtown Columbia. I never thought of, and it doesn't even look like a grocery store, it looks like, but they got parking behind it. Maybe there's a way to do it in Aiken, but something's got to be very, very, it's got to be unique and accumulate the type of land and design it right, so.
Boston has a huge residential community downtown, and there are grocery stores downtown, but there are no designated parking for,
it's amazing, yeah,
for shopping. But people somehow find a way to get in that store, buy their grocery, and
I can tell you, I spent one day in Boston. And if Paul Revere had to get around the streets now, we would have still been under British control, because there's no way them suckers can get around in Boston. That's unbelievable. They got the same streets they had in 1776, and there's 8 million people trying to get down the street.
That's why they have a big walk.
Okay, do you still all feel comfortable then that you'll keep that as GB facing Lawrence Street?
Yes.
What now? What's the question?
Okay, along Lawrence Street, from the block of Hampton down at Abbeville, it's currently zoned GB, and what I'm hearing is that most of you want to keep that as GB.
But split it where the Pendleton side would be.
The Pendleton side would stay yellow, the front side would be purple.
Was the committee's recommendation for us to let that be maintained residential? Try to move it to residential? What's
well, what the committee is saying is what you see in front of you.
What they're saying is that all Lawrence, the committee basically agrees with you, all of Lawrence Street stay residential. What I'm saying is I'm not for that. And I think what we're saying is through the committee is saying that there would be some, you know, there was trying to, that the Lawrence Street section, they can understand what we're saying about that. So there is some, there was a lot of discussion. I guess, Mike, there was some discussion about that.
Initially, yes, because that was our general theme, but along the major thoroughfare considered to be business. But like Don was saying, there was some, we'd like to have a little more residential.
Let's consider for a moment if it stays GB, what could go there? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at Lawrence Street now.
Just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And how would we?
Sure, could even go there.
Yeah. And that would be a good thing probably. But how about some other things that we would not want to be there?
Used car lot.
A used car lot right there on Lawrence.
There's one right there on Lawrence at Hampton.
I'm going to drive in.
Sure.
Is downtown business a zone that's different?
Downtown business versus GB, you can have zero lot lines. Where GB, you cannot.
Is that a new business?
But you could, GB allows just about anything you want in there.
I guess where I'm coming from, my point is, I'm trying to visualize. Suppose that is GB, and we have those things there, right in a row, 5 things right there. Is that what we really want for Lawrence? It's not there now, but is that what we want?
But look at it there. That around that whole area, you've got residences around. And for those people to go anywhere for grocery shopping or any shopping, they have to go either way downtown or way up north to the grocery store. So you need to provide something for people that live around there for they walk to the business.
If we could be restrictive to the point of things that we would like, and we don't think that would really hurt the area, that would be one thing. But we can't do it right now.
Well, I guess the point comes in is what else. If the general feeling is that those 1, 2, 3, well, actually it's more than that because you got to change the zoning. Correct, you know, if you got offices on both corners,
correct,
they're GB now, so we're talking about, you know, we want to make offices on those corners. Are we talking about what zone would it be? I mean, GB is a zone, but you know something, I think the point of the design guidelines that we're working on for the downtown area will have as much effect on that as zoning if you really look at it. I don't think that a used car lot or whatever can fit on some of that, on some of that stuff. But is there another zone that we, that we would put on it other than single-family residential? Are we more limited by downtown business? I don't think so.
Well, if you look right across the street and you look at the current zoning, which is limited professional and limited business, and if you wanted to mirror more of the operations
there now, I think that's
now, you might want to consider sort of general business, which is a wide open category and allows just about anything. You start restricting it by having a limited professional or limited business. Limited business, basically, the size of the business is limited, the hours are limited. In other words, it's not going to be open all 24 hours a day, evenings, weekends, that type of thing.
That's a good idea.
So I would, limited business would be more of a mirror. If you're going to keep the other side the same thing, kind of like one side is going to be pretty much the same, how can you restrict one side and not restrict the other side, or vice versa?
Well, why not? You've got a nice parkway in between. It's not like they're like that.
Yeah, but they're both entrances.
Well, I go along with what's on the plan now. I think that's good, because I don't want to see personally five businesses up here on Lawrence Street that are not there right now, right?
What? No, they are there.
They are there.
Huh? They are there.
What's there now?
You got a chiropractor, you got Masonic, you got all kind of things.
What else about besides those two?
They're vacant lots. They're two vacant.
Yeah.
There are three vacant lots in that area.
Okay. You know, another question is, what's wrong with what's there now? Suppose we just said, okay, everything that's on Lawrence right now, that's fine. Let's freeze it.
Now, I think that's what Roger was saying. And I agree with you that it's GB what we want there, but I think we have a way to work this out, is see what's there now and mirror the both sides of it to say whether it be limited business. And I have to read that and see exactly what limited business is, or limited professional, which one would be better, that the people that are still there can utilize what's there now. And change it to that.
What zoning did we use for the old theater on Lawrence Street? The condos at the top and the...
It's downtown business.
We didn't change that.
We didn't change anything, just DB.
Could I ask you another question? Ed, is there some rule in zoning, though, that there has to be... I mean, it's not from lot to lot to lot. Zoning can change. Am I right there or not? I mean, you remember how it used to have to be
transition
spot zoning?
Yeah, you couldn't do, but that's not applicable anymore. But
you want transition.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if we would get in trouble there. The other suggestion, and I'm just saying what some people have suggested to me, is way back when we've been talking for like, what, 12 years about a historic district in the north side, and maybe we could do one with... I think that might need to be a separate committee, frankly, because the one that's currently existing has an agenda a mile long. You know what I mean. But if there were some kind of historic district there, and there are historic homes there, they may not be repaired, but they're historic homes there. It's a historic neighborhood. Then if someone wanted to put a used car lot in there, the neighborhood or whoever that committee was could say, no, you can't clear the lot, you can't tear, you know what I'm saying. I was just thinking, how could we get around what you're talking about, which is having used car lots lined up there, and we could have that, except they don't want to pay business license taxes, so they probably won't. But that's another way to go about it, and have some control over someone coming in and paving a front yard completely or doing things that would be distressful for the neighbors. On the other hand, it means that the neighbors have to want it, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have to want it. But I think Roger's suggestion, I like that, I think LP would probably suit all those businesses that exist there right now. The chiropractor, the Knights of Columbus, the...
I think for that area, what would be nice is some sort of multifamily apartment style.
You got that in the block south of that building. You got environmental there. residential light.
Residential multifamily low density.
Can we do this? Roger, could you give us a sheet that shows what limited business would be allowed in there and also the limited professional so we could study both sides?
I gave it to you at the last time.
All right, I forgot to read it.
How about, I guess I should give it to you.
But you want to tell us?
I guess you've got to do that.
I'm sorry.
In between, too.
All right. I don't get much paper from this place, I guess.
Ed, do you have any copies of those, or can we get a couple of copies of what I gave them last time? We'll get
Roger, from your land planning days and all that, would you think limited business would be the best on that?
Again, I'm just looking at it from a standpoint of what's there now. Some of those homes, if you have it limited professional, some of these homes will be converted to a doctor's office. It could be the chiropractor. It could be a dental. It could be some less intense use than a GB would have. I mean, a GB, they could accumulate a couple lots there, and like I said, it could be a car lot, or it could be a drive-in restaurant, you know, like a Sonics or something. I'm not saying those things are bad, but
there's
a little bit more of a character here of residential at that area.
Example, the zoning that is between Hain and, is it Trafalgar? Is that the connector between whatever the road is that all the doctors...
Waterloo Street.
Is, to me, that all that is basically, is that limited
that's
business
LP.
Or LP?
LP.
Yeah. LP.
Yes.
That's because it was near the hospital, and historically that's where the doctors would go and whatever. Now it's changed slightly since then. To me, it would be either limited business because you want things that people can walk to and the residential's around it, or whether it's LP. That's... I don't have
the other thing, as Jane was bringing out and asking Ed, was the transition from zone to zone. Typically, you would not have residential backing right up to general business,
right?
Because the hours, the intensity, the lighting, the parking, the noises that are created there. But a limited professional backing up to a residential area is much more tolerable, because it's basically a business from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be open on Saturday or Sunday, but it's a very limited number of hours, the size of the operation. And so you tend to not have as many problems backing up to that type of a zoning with the residential. We do know that the properties on Pendleton Street that are currently in yellow are all single-family homes. Now, whether or not they want to convert that from general business to single family sometime in the future, that's a whole other story, and we won't know that till later. But we do know they're currently single family homes. On Lawrence Street, if there is a single family home from Hampton to Abbeville, I'm not sure on the west side. I know on the east side that you do have a couple of single family homes in that area, or in that block, along with some limited professional. But if you're concerned about changing the zoning, which is currently on one side general business, and that's what people bought it as, and if you're concerned about the east side, which is limited professional, limited business, and general business, you might want to come up with something a little bit more common, like a limited professional and limited business, which would befit what is currently there, except for the southeast corner where that car lot is at.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only major operation that would have to fit into a GB zone. Now, the vacant property that's at the southwest corner, which is shown as purple, whether that would then also be considered to stay GB or not, that's a situation the council would have to look at. That's
Roger,
that one that's hot.
I know that I'm pretty much being ignored in terms of my feelings. I remain with the point that I think that somehow we need to work this into that area being more residential. I see these businesses coming into this community that are professional. They come in at 9, they leave at 5. Some of them have start off with attracting businesses and then eventually the profit kind of decline to some extent. But they bring no real value to the community except for a business in the community. And all I ask you to do is just to ride around this area and just see the businesses out there, and they really bring no value. These people do not live and worship in the area, and what I'm advocating is something that would be of an appeal that people live, work, worship, eat, those kinds of things in the area. And the business folks would do some of that in terms of the eating, but in terms of bringing other value to the community. I don't know if they would do that.
Well, I got to disagree with you about whether those businesses, I mean, they pay their taxes, they pay a business fee, and I think they're providing a service to the people. I'm not saying I agree with you on most of it as far as residential. I want to keep it residential, but I don't think it's necessarily bad that those businesses are located there. You ride by and look at them. I mean, if you look at a lot of them, spend a lot of money to repair them and fix them up. And the 2LB, the real problem we got here, we're talking about planning here. We got one block there, which is on the east, on the west side of Lawrence. We got four zonings in the same block. Now, what that shows is that in times past, we basically had somebody request something and we change it. That's what it means. There was no planning involved in that block. We got GB, we got LB, we got LP right next to LB, and we got RML on the other side. That's what we're talking about. We're trying to plan this about how we feel like it would look. So the only question in my mind is whether both sides of Lawrence Street there should be LB or LP. That's what I'm trying to get over in my mind.
Well, I'm going to stick with what I said. I don't personally want to see any more business there. You know, one of our big problems here, and we've talked about it before, I've mentioned it several times, we can plan pretty well residential because we've got a lot of different categories. But when you get down to GB, that's where we lose some of our ability to really plan what we want. We can look at this sector of town, and we can plan it really well, and we can say we want a grocery store here. I mean, if we could. We want a grocery store here. We want a hairdresser there. We want something else here. We want something else there. If we could do that, that is real planning. What we've got now is we can go so far with that detailed planning, and then we get lost. We get lost in this GB thing. We get lost in office and institution when you look at the things that can be there. And even to a certain extent, we get lost in limited business and limited professional, whereby we cannot go in and be specific on what we want. So we cannot do what I consider a real detailed, as good as possible type plan with the zoning we've got. I personally think, and I've said this several years ago, we need more categories of zoning. Ed and I've talked about this. I know it presents some problems probably, but if you could go in there and say, we want a restaurant zone right in here. To me, that's planning. When we just say it's GB, then we lose the ability to say what's going to go in there except what we've got, which says any type retail or service. You know, that's just one category of thing. So this is a tough issue, and that's one of the reasons I would like to change some of that GB to residential, because I'm fearful of what's going to go in there. What's in there now, fine. You know, no problem.
But Mr. Mayor,
leave it GB.
What we're saying is that we're gonna leave residential on the Pendleton Street side, and what we're talking about changing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
to be
something other than GB. That's what we're talking about. We want to change it from GB. We agree with that. Whether it's LP or LB, but I can tell you right now. I mean, from a realistic standpoint, you say send out a letter to all those people and say we want to change your GB to residential.
Bam.
Hold on. Now, you may have a chance to change it from GB to limited business or limited professional, which basically is what's there now. But if we say we want to change your zoning to residential, that none of them will.
What about the office zone?
No, all I'm saying is once we do this, Mike, in order for the plan to mean something, we want to send it out and say, would you like this to happen?
But you're going to put a print on this out. The sheet that says that we are not changing the zoning. This is just a future.
If we really want to drive the fact, and I agree with the mayor, that GB is not what we need there.
Right now, if they don't sign that, they could put whatever they wanted in there. If we want to try to drive it from the standpoint of this is what we want the city to look like.
I agree with you. I'm just saying you're not changing the zoning now. This is just a plan for the future. You keep coming up with the idea that
are we not going to be proactive when we approve this, sending letters out to people saying, listen, this is what the comprehensive plan says. We'd like for that property to be residential or LP or LB. Would you like to have your zoning changed? Are we not going to do that?
Pat, I don't disagree with you at all. I think that going from GB to residential would be a hard sell for a lot of that property. I don't, you know, it's your guess how much of it. And one of the dilemmas we have.
We'll get back to the. I don't agree that block should be changed to residential for all the other reasons. So if we're talking about planning now.
What about if it were purple down? If it were office zone down Lawrence Street, connecting to the two ends. I mean, then you would have only two zones on that block: residential and office zone. And office allows schools, ambulances, well, religious institutions, restaurant without seating.
A lot of things,
but a lot less than GB allows, though. It doesn't say a car lot. Yeah. You know, it doesn't say...
Maybe the best bet is to say limit to professional, Pat, or limit to business. That's the lesser of the evils, I guess. Yeah. Unless we're going to go in there and say we're going to change it regardless. And
really, because we're looking at an ideal plan that is probably not achievable in our lifetimes and beyond. But what Pat is suggesting, I think, less makes the zoning more acceptable for that area if we reduce it to LP, for instance, and we have a better chance of achieving that goal, which admittedly is not as desirable as making it all residential, but I think it would still work.
And getting back to the first thing is this is what we want Aiken to look like, and I'm not, and I just have a disagreement with Leslie about all that being residential. I just happen to feel that in that narrow block area, having limited business or limited professional would not hurt the downtown. Actually, in some cases, I think it would actually help the downtown because it gives more of the walking community that everybody wants to talk about, having residential around it and businesses that people can walk to. I just have a disagreement with on changing it all to residential.
Why don't we do that as a DB?
A what?
A downtown business.
Is that more or less restrictive?
It's actually less restrictive. It's probably in some ways even worse for that area than general business, because there are, if I understand, there are no setbacks or anything, so you could really just put it lot line to lot line. You could really make it solid.
I think from protection of Roger, would you say from protection of a neighborhood, would it be better downtown business or limited business, in your experience? Hello?
Again, as Dick said, the only problem with DB is you could have pretty much the same as you have with limited business, except that building can go right up to the very back property line, sidelines. The nice thing about it is you can't have a car lot in DB and some of those things. What it mirrors right now currently that's out there is more of an LP zoning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at that, it has restricted hours. One of the things that you look at under LP that I think we sometimes don't really see or envision, it's 5,000 square feet is the maximum size building. That's a pretty limited size building,
mm-hmm.
5,000 square feet. But it does allow mainly, you're looking at health services, some office space. You can have residential in there under the LP without having to go to BZA or getting special permission. Whereas your LB does allow some things, like a convenience store, which you may not want there. But again, Council, what you're wrestling with right here is going to be the same thing as you go to the next couple of blocks to the south, same thing you're going to be wrestling with on York Street. It's the same principle. What do you allow on these thoroughfares going into the city? So whatever you come with here, it's kind of sets the tone for some of these other areas.
But I do think it's I have more of a problem there than on the rest of it, though, Roger, to be honest with you. I think that's a critical... and the reason being is, the reason why those businesses went there is because of the ability to succeed there and because of where it's at. So... I agree. We need to change the CB. The question is whether we change whether to do this to LB or LP. That's
if we're going that direction, I would say the LP.
LP.
Yeah, I would too.
While we go to LP, and then we'd always come back to this as we go through the rest of the area, because I think it's going to become a little easier as we look at some of these other areas. So right now, the other side shows, again, residential, but it has LP, LB, GB. Do you want those to be all LP, including where the car lot's at right now?
Well, that Wedding Chapels won't fit into LP, will it?
No, that's where I'm coming. But it's rather than look at any individual thing.
Two-thirds of the people in Aiken get married there, I think. Well, read the paper on Sunday. It's the only way you can afford to get married, I swear.
My feeling is I'd like to see limited business on that. That's my feeling on those blocks, but that's just my opinion.
Wedding Chapel, Ed, can that be in an LP or not? Is that considered a profession, marrying people?
No. That seems a little harsh.
That's the reason it's
LP.
It's not about LP.
Okay, I didn't think so. But what we consider professional nowadays is questionable at times.
You can't walk to get married, Mike. You got to ride, I guess.
Pat, what you just said on the other side, that LP, you'd like to see that LB?
I guess what I'm saying is that the GB, I could support limited business on both sides of that road. That's where I'm coming from. Now, and Roger, I really don't, and I need to ride by and look at the corner where it's LP now. That's
the drugstore.
That's the drugstore.
Where the chamber office used to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's the drugstore is LP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, right now, they fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
So are we saying on the other side, same thing, look at LP?
You mean where the car?
Instead of GB.
I would... On that corner, I would say an LB.
What? Can we do this? Seeing as how you got the LB right next to the GB, both of those stay LB, and then the lower stays LP, which makes them. So you can split a block because it backs up the residential. The other is it backs up to a major thoroughfare.
Then the only change that you're asking to be made in that one segment is the corner lot to go from GB to LB.
And across,
the rest would stay the same as it is now.
And the GB across
would go LB.
LB.
And the back side of that block.
LP or LB?
LP is what you all said.
Yeah, I thought we had agreed.
Well, I'm saying LB. I'm saying I disagree with. I'm talking about for the stuff that's GB right now. I think limited business just on those was what I think would. But I don't.
Okay, as we continue down.
Ed wants to say something here.
The pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed in LP. Except
for
it is
allowed in LP. That's what I thought.
Not conforming use.
So he had to go back. So what's there now is an LB.
So health services is not considered a pharmacy?
No.
Really?
It's a pharmacy would be a retail operation. That's the health services, medical, emergency clinic, doctor's office.
I thought that, but I wasn't sure.
Very interesting.
Remember, you can change what you allow in a particular zone if you think it makes sense to have a small family pharmacy and a limited professional. You can change the definition of limited professional.
Then we got a whole other bag.
Other stories. With DCA approval, liquor stores are allowed.
That'd be a tough sell.
Okay, moving further to the east, I think we get a little bit easier. Basically, everything in the next block between Newberry and Chesterfield, to my knowledge, is all residential now. They're calling for it to continue as residential. The only thing that is not residential now is you have a substation at that one corner, SE&G substation, but I doubt they're going to be moving that anytime soon.
I might clean that sucker up a little bit if we can.
The next block over between Chesterfield and York, you got churches at the southwest corner of York and Hampton.
Are we going, we're just in the top block.
We're
there.
Taking the top line.
Okay,
there.
Thank you.
You got churches on the one side, you got a car wash on the other side. So the southwest and southeast corner, which are currently in white, are occupied by a commercial use. And looking at this, Ed, when it's in white like that, I guess at some time they got special permission to put those uses in there.
Where are you?
Churches, fried chicken, and then the car wash on the other side at Hampton and York.
I've been there as long as I can remember.
Even though they're zoned residential.
I don't know the district.
So if those two left at any time, they would revert back to residential, which is, I think, what you all want anyways.
But then shouldn't they actually be shown as yellow on this?
Is there any reason they're not shown as yellow?
Well, the plan recommends them to be commercial.
And they are commercial now.
And they are now.
I think those two corners are commercial properties. It is what it is. Your major interchange there, it has been commercial for as long as I can remember.
Okay. Yeah, you can't get very much commercial into the southeast corner. It's a very small lot. Then at the corner of Abbeville and York, you also have a church there, which is in white. Otherwise, everything else is residential currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next block over between Fairfield is all residential. So any other changes on the top row here?
Now, this is residential, single-family detached.
The only question I have on that is...
multifamily low-density is currently what the zoning is.
I know, but what we're asking would it ideally be.
Yes. Correct. We'd like to change it.
But it could be, whether it's RS-15 or RS-6 or RS... In other words, it could fit in there because I think the RS-6, the patio homes... density-wise and whatever would probably fit what's
yes.
there now. As long as what's there now can fit in that RS zone, then I'm okay with it.
You do have some houses in there that are multifamily.
And with that little apartment complex.
And so those individuals, if we go to them and say we'd like to have it rezoned to single family, you know, they may or may not object. You know, more than likely because it's already occupied by an apartment, they would probably object to it. And they want to stay that residential, multifamily, low density.
Roger, there's one thing I think we should look at. We commissioned the Aiken Housing Committee, and we work on it. We have a four-block area there that we're working on as far as what we want to do as far as housing. And in that, there is a good bit, not a good bit, but a certain amount of attached townhome development.
Yes.
That could we at least look at that? And I'm not saying that that's the ideal plan, but, you know, we spent a lot of money, you know, getting this plan done, and I think it's the same one everybody's been looking at or whatever. It might be good to at least check that and see if we agree with what that plan came up with. Now, it was all residential. All I'm saying is that portions of it were attached townhomes versus detached
Do you understand my question? And I think the plan is right in there, so if we could just look at that and maybe, if we agree with it, say that maybe we would do some RML just on those major corners.
RML would allow attached townhome construction, whereas what's being projected here would be single-family detached and would not allow the attached townhomes like what you're talking about.
And that's, and to be honest with you, if you want more residential downtown, having more attached homes, you're going to have to do some of that. So I think we need to be careful on that, at least bring the plan in and look at it as it relates to that four-block area and whether... A good example of it was we were trying to work on where the SCNG is now, which is, where is SCNG in this?
Barnwell and Chesterfield.
Yeah. All right, so it's, and we're recommending that to be single family detached. That corner, if we can somehow move SCNG to another commercial site, would be a great site for townhomes. That's, so we need to look at that, Roger.
Yeah, and when we start talking about RML and we start saying attached townhomes, understand that those could be homeownership.
Oh, no, no. No, everything that I'm talking about rental,
I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that we can't always think that they're going to be home ownership there, that an attached unit could be a rental complex of a lower density than a higher density. So you have the mixed bag there.
Right.
As we look at it.
That block is a real problem because Jim Stewart's office is behind CENG and John Hart's office is behind Jim Stewart's office. And I think that's a limited professional use in those cases. Well, no, Jim's is not limited professional.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
How about if we
that
take...
That block is a problem because there's so many things. Henderson Johnson's office is on the other corner. Leslie, what do you think about not having it detached where we do have residential and having it RML? What do you think that's going to do what you want to do?
I'm not happy with the way I see things going in the downtown area at this point, so I'm going to reserve some comments.
And Ms. Saunders, what do you think?
I mean, I'm kind of agreeing with Leslie. It feels like to me if we do some of the things that you guys are talking about at the more Christian arts and more Hans villages, we don't need any more of that.
No, you don't.
I don't think that what we're trying to do is any more Cushman Arms, but I'm telling you that if, let me give you an example, if we wanted to do six townhomes that we did over here where the Parker property was, on those single-family attached homes, single-family ownership, if we do this, we couldn't do any of it if we change all that zoning. Isn't that right, Roger?
If the zone gets to single-family detached, then you would have to change the zoning so that you would allow attached, unless you accumulate enough property and went to a PUD.
I can't go with the attached, though, because I think those buildings behind the Parker property, where the Parker property was, are right next to downtown, right next to urban buildings with no lot lines, you know, no setbacks, no nothing. I, frankly, would be terribly distressed if I had a single-family home and there were four townhomes built next to me. It doesn't fit. It doesn't blend in. It doesn't... It's sparkly standing there by themselves. And we approved the thing over by the prep school because it was a whole block and it was supposed to be a whole design, you know, business.
I don't disagree with that, but would not the SCNG building, if you know, we have offices there now, would it not on that corner get homes in the downtown area to have an office go to attached townhomes?
Well, I don't think so. And I don't think the goal is to have as densely populated a residential area as you can possibly have. I think the goal is to have a residential area And I really worry about these attached housings, and I don't see how we can guarantee to Ms. Sanderson that that's not going to turn into what you're worried about. And I just don't.
And this is exactly why we need some more classifications. To me, somebody tell me where I'm wrong, please, because to me it seems so simple that we need different classifications so that we can put things where we want to more easily, or be guaranteed that something, if you want attached is going there. If you don't want attached, then you put something else there. But you don't have these broad categories like we have that limit us. This is a problem. You know, that's why we sit here and talk about these things. Perhaps this could be a quick thing we could do if we had some different classifications, and we can still make more classifications. Ed, say your side of it, please.
One thing the Planning Commission is going to be talking about probably next meeting is a way to accomplish what we're talking about for attached housing, because the problem now is that really to have attached housing, it has to be RML or RMA, which also allows apartments and opens it up to 2 months.
Well, right now.
Today.
That's right. That's what we're saying.
You're exactly right. We need another.
He's not disagreeing.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Another method.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. In other words, come up with another zoning classification that allows attached single-family home ownership.
And we need to break some of these other things down, too. It makes that job so much easier.
I don't think there would be as much objection to an RML if people knew these were condominiums and they're going to be home ownership and people are going to actually own them versus no one owns them but an apartment person who's going to maybe take care of it and maybe not take care of it. But if you know they're single-family homes, but they're just attached, which is what the biggest market is out there right now, that's very acceptable.
But that design isn't appropriate for that. I'll argue with that. I don't see that design as being appropriate for that area, and there's nothing to keep somebody from buying 5 condos and renting them to anybody they want to. There's nothing at all to keep them from doing that, is there? I mean, just because somebody
owns a single
one,
family.
You could own 2, you could own 3, you could own the whole thing.
I just don't want to see us become any more,
just say it.
Any more ghetto than the north side of Michigan. I mean, it's starting to look like a little New York. It's really not looking good. And I'm not seeing much improvement. Any improvements that's being made is very slow. And it's very little. And we moved here 18 years ago. We moved here because Aiken was clean. It was free. We moved here from Connecticut to get away from that. And now we're moving back into it.
Diane, I don't want to. This is a discussion maybe we can have later. But there's been so much work done in the north side of Aiken. I can't see how you can say that. You look at Ashton Oaks. Look at the Bush Home. The Bush Homes, huh?
Every one of them sold.
Every
there's
one
a waiting list out there.
We're building more.
Five more right now.
Yeah. Look at Tool Hill, the work that the city is doing on there. We're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy those lots and those houses that burned out, whatever the shape, and to get new houses put in there.
Greyhound doesn't come down to the hill.
What?
Greyhound doesn't come down.
Greyhound.
Southeast Bay, whatever she wears, doesn't come down to the
hill. What does Greyhound have to do with
it? They come through. When you're bringing people into Aiken, they're coming through some of these streets that we're talking about. And those streets do not look very good.
Yeah. Well, we need to be more specific, I think, in your comments, and we'll see what we can do. But to make a general statement that it's getting worse in the north.
I said it's getting worse.
I beg your pardon, then.
It could tend to get worse. I could see it going down.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, okay, never mind. Well, I'm proud of what we've done. I'm proud of what our staff has done, and I'm proud of the improvements that have been made in the north, and we've got a lot more on the drawing board, and lots of money is going into that. And you get rehabs and new houses going up all over the place.
But I think her point
is we don't want a bunch of habitat homes.
You want... This is all public development we're talking about, and you're talking about private development. Am I right?
Let me make a point here.
I have a map of the old master plan. My concern is protection of neighborhoods and wanting our S-15 in place in a balanced area in this community. I'm looking at Carlton Avenue in White here, where we've got RS-15, nice homes on Carlton Avenue. South boundary, RS-15. But I'm looking here in the yellow, as I go north, a huge population of RMLs. Tell me why can't we have some RS-15s to protect neighborhoods?
We can.
Well, that's what we're talking about doing.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the recommendation of RMLs, so just help me.
The RML is what it actually is now.
What it is now.
That's what it is now.
We're going to change.
The yellow indicates a change.
The
yellow is single family recommended changes. So I said.
Well, the yellows are going to be single family
detached.
That's the proposal.
Detached.
How do I get an RS-15 category?
It's based on lot size. Didn't it?
Right now, for RS-15,
in order to have an RS-15 lot, how big does the lot have to be?
100 frontage building lot. None of these homes that are there now. I'm not saying none. The majority of them on the all that area wouldn't qualify. That's why I said if we did, will they still be able to do RS, which is single family?
Yeah.
We're going from RML. On the majority of this map, RML is going to residential detached. Now, whether they're RS6 or RS8 or RS15 is the question.
Does RS8 fit RS15? Because that RS6 is another problem. Remember, we were talking about that.
RS6 is still detached.
Lot size is. Mm-hmm. You know, when they come in as single family, we'll have to measure up the lots. Some are probably going to be 6, some are going to be 8, some are going to be 10, unless they want to accumulate the lots and make them a much larger size.
If I may, that's really, I think, why we put in the PUD and reduce the acreage to 4 acres, because then someone could come into one of these blocks, take the whole block, and really then build 15,000 square feet or plan it for 15,000 square foot lots and so on for that neighborhood. That's practically the only way I think you could achieve that, to get to what Leslie's talking about of larger lots.
Well, what we're talking about is changing RML to single family detached. The only question is what the size as far as the setbacks are. It's all going to be single family detached. The only question I have is on this one corner, that is where Aconetia Co-op is. If you look at this plan that we worked on, that we were recommending townhomes for that one corner, actually the corner right behind, which is now office, which we're trying to do, and where the SCNG is. So everything else in here stays single family detached. That everything stays single family detached, except there's certain blocks here. I think it's important, though, that there's nothing wrong with, and I like the idea of having a separate category, because when I've been in enough discussion with you, when you see RML, everybody assumes it's going to be apartments and people aren't going to keep them up with it. I think we need another classification that is attached single family home ownership, well, however that is designated. And I think those two corners is where would be a legitimate place for it to go. And Jane, if we keep Jimmy Stewart's office and all that, LP or whatever it is, Roger, can you put attached townhomes in LP? Or whatever that zoning is.
But this committee had single family attached as an option. And they used it in a couple of areas, but they chose not to use it there. I mean, they obviously could have. They thought it was a great idea.
Well, Jane, they also
did in other areas.
They also chose to keep residential in the last meeting we had, and all of Park Avenue's residential.
I know, but I just think this. I think single family attached homes are so much more, unless they're built in a town block or something like that, are so much more appropriate.
Just let me show you.
More urban areas are in the suburbs, because even in Anderson, where their downtown is virtually empty, those attached homes are all out in the, they're not downtown. They're not.
I guess I'm having trouble with, if there's offices there now, offices, I'm talking about businesses, right across the street from the area that is zoned for office, to put attached single-family home ownership units, that is not, that's actually helping the residential character of the neighborhood, not hurting.
Well, I don't think it looks the same to have attached houses and have single-family condos lined up. I don't. And by the way, those houses are predominantly, not all, but predominantly one-story homes. These will not be. These will definitely be two-story with they'll be much taller. There's a lot to think about there.
Well, if you go by right by the corner where SCNG is now, the building right next to it is a two-story office. There's a two-story multifamily site, and then there's Jimmy Stewart's, and then there's a law office.
But you asked, I just don't think they'd be thrilled to death to see that. I really don't. I think it has to be so carefully designed, and it's very.
The chances of it happening, we still got to find. All I'm telling you is, just look at this plan and see if you would disagree with what this is. I mean, it's only one block, and I'm not.
Whose plan is that?
This is the one that we commissioned to do the Chesterfield redevelopment, so we could have infill blocks. This is the Aiken Housing Group, which is trying to, you know.
Did they work with this committee at all?
Well, this was done. We had this same land planner that we paid for the Tool Hill, which we paid for Aiken Corporation money for Tool Hill. We commissioned them to do the Chesterfield area to see how we can design it and get more residential units downtown. That's why this it was nothing to do with commercial. It was how do we improve this area. And this is the plan that was come up. Now, all I was saying is when we look at the zoning on this, at least look at this plan, because this is what we're trying, and it doesn't affect anything except those two corners. Everything else is single-family residential.
Let me add that recognizing that the 15, the numbers determines the lot sizes, and all these lots are not, I'm sure, based on what I see in other neighborhoods, 15,000 square feet. But how can we come up with an RS, residential single-family, detached category? I think that we have an RS6 that has 6,000. Can we determine a lower category?
That's what
I think. The residential single family.
Why not?
Yeah, I think the point was is that as long as it's RS, as long as it's RS, that's single family residential detached. That's what we're talking about doing for those units. Only question we're saying is whether it's 15, 6, or whatever.
Right.
The exactly.
Yeah. Right now, what is recommended on the Northwest District, which is where we're looking at, everything that's currently shown in yellow, we're recommending be reverted from the RML and RMH to single-family detached homes.
Okay. So
we think it's going to be not that difficult to go ahead and accumulate block by block with the homeowners and say, we think you should rezone your property so it's single family. Now, some of those are going to be single family 6, some are going to be single family 8s, 10s, 12s, depending on the lot size. But everything would be rezoned for detached homes within those areas. And I think there was a little confusion here.
Right.
When you saw RML and RMH, that's the current zoning.
Okay, that's what I'm confused.
We're not asking that it stay that way.
Okay,
we want it to be single family.
Okay.
And the arguing points, or not arguing, but the discussion points that we're having is on these main thoroughfares where it is GB and LP and LB, those are a little bit harder to say should they be single family in the future or should they be limited professional, limited business. But everything else, we're saying single family should be there on those yellow areas. Just what you want.
Okay.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
All right.
But the interesting thing, the interesting thing is Pat's talking about the ST property, but directly across the street from it, it has been proposed that that be multifamily apartments.
Excuse me.
See?
Pardon. The front of it they were hoping on doing.
No, that's Croft House, isn't it?
The
across from SEE and G is where...
That's office.
The office space is now...
Office, not multifamily.
But it's being proposed to be multifamily apartments.
No, it's going from RMH to office. That's the tan block.
You're looking at the wrong.
You're on the wrong.
C and G is right here.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong piece.
This is Lutheran Homes right here.
And here's the Croft House
right here.
Yeah, and that's Croft House. And that's a church right here. Okay, but that's where I thought we were still talking.
No, we kind of jumped around this whole map.
Yeah, we are.
Can we go to the second row here? And does anybody have any problems with the first several blocks here going to Pendleton, which is all proposed to go from RML to single family?
You're talking about, tell me exactly which block.
Again, between Edgefield and Abbeville from Lancaster over to Pendleton. Abbeville to Edgefield from Lancaster to Pendleton. It's all showing yellow right now with current zoning RML, but we were saying we feel that should be reverted back to single family.
No problem.
All right. I think that's what it is now.
You go to the next block, you have the Lutheran Church, well, the former Lutheran Church, now Second Baptist, has their offices there. You have the post office. The only question I have is the back side of this, the side that faces Pendleton, you do have some single-family homes. You do have a small little apartment complex. Is that the best way to put it? It's not much of a apartment complex. Right now it's zoned RML. They're recommending it remain RML. Any objections to that? So it's really, the recommendation is to leave it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street, there's a mixture of single family homes and a little professional. That's where some of the doctor's offices are at, the med center's there. You got a pharmacy, an eye doctor. So again, they're saying keep it the way it is where it's LP. The rest of it, though, where there's single family homes or vacant lots, change that to single family.
Have we there?
Okay, good. We're moving on. The next block over between Newberry and Chesterfield. They're recommending all that to York Street to be single family. And which it is right now. That's where Darren Bryan's doing a lot of work and a lot of other things being done. The next block over, York Street, you have Croft House on the one side. They're saying keep that as multifamily, or actually change it to multifamily. But the other two blocks in here to go all single family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go down to Edgefield of Barnwell, starting on the left-hand side.
Where now? Between Edgefield and Barnwell. Okay.
Edgefield and Barnwell.
On the left-hand side.
On the very corner there, they're showing multifamily. That's where the Wyndham House is currently at and where the school district offices are going to be. And they're saying zone that multifamily. The next block over, where it says LP, they're showing that as single-family attached. That's where the prep property is at. And they're saying zone it so that the prep property, just as they're building the attached, can stay there.
I have a question about that. What were the trees? They didn't have to keep any trees except those in the middle?
They didn't have to keep any trees. The landscape ordinance says single family residential does not fall under the tree ordinance. There's no tree protection. That's another thing the planning commission talking about at their next meeting, whether to bring attached single family under the tree.
So if we hadn't had that buffer there, Kiff and Maurice would be looking at a big parking lot.
Again, another reason why, if that was a PUD, the plan of residential, you'd have more control over what would be there, and that would have fit into that plan of residential, that area.
Well, the only question I have is the strip that is the strip that's shown as that's already there. That's already zoned.
Cities. That was what the city owned.
But what is
and
it?
I assume, Ed, that is already zoned LP. that one white strip along Morgan Street?
I guess my question is, shouldn't we do the same there, because that's part of that property?
It's already zoned LP, and we're saying it's already zoned single-family attached.
So it is.
Change it.
Is that right?
That white strip, I think, should be tan, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It needs to be changed to tan.
Yeah, because it's all the same property. I mean, that's the land we deeded to the prep school.
That is correct.
Didn't we say they had to have something around the edge or something? I thought we did.
Jane, I seem to remember that when we saw the plan, that there was a green buffer to this.
There's one to the east, definitely.
Yeah, that's Lancaster right away.
But there's no green buffer to the south, which goes right into Tool Hill. It's just wiped out.
There was a green buffer shown. Now, there was also a retention required on that back portion, so I'm going to ride there and take a look at it and see.
The retention is there. I mean,
it's on the back corner.
The next block over between Lancaster and Florence, recommended go from RMH to single family, which is what there is now, all single family homes. The next block is where Rose Hill is at, zoned RMH to keep it as RMH. The next one is probably a little bit more, I hate to use the word interesting, but we have limited professional. It is a mixture of limited professional and single-family homes. So I'm not too sure if, again, the recommendation is just keep it all as LP.
I would agree with that.
That's what the committee said.
You said that.
And there's a lot of lawyer offices in there and other things, but there are some single-family homes, and it's a mixture. But if a single-family home wants to change to a office space, they have the right to do that without going to council on that one block, the way it is currently, current and what's proposed. Next block over occupies Public Safety and Lutheran Homes. They're proposing that the Lutheran Homes does get rezoned to LP to multifamily to more befit what's there instead of limited professional. The block north of Presbyterian Church, which is a combination of LP and RMH, but is occupied by single-family homes, is let's rezone that to what it currently is occupied there, and then keep the Presbyterian Church as LP. The next block over is where SCANA is located. You have a real estate office at the northeast corner. Last time I remember Biddle was there, maybe someone else. But it's also single family in some other areas. So you got some professional offices there. I think that's where you said Jimmy Stewart's was at. What do you want to do on this block? They're proposing single family detached in this entire block. The plan that Jane is looking at right now shows some attached, some detached. It's a kind of a mixture.
I can't understand it, frankly.
Well, if you look at the corner, Jane, look at the corner of Barnwell and Chesterfield. That one corner is SCNG. Okay, that's where it says attached townhomes there, where SCNG is. The rest of it shows as, you know, infill for residential. And then directly across the street from there, which is now office, what we're trying to do there is see if we could get townhomes built on part of that parking area that Bobby Wade's office is in. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But that's what the plan calls for. The rest of the plan just calls for infield. And what you're talking about is when you see the good block area, they're trying to say, well, which ones need to be renovated, which ones need to be built on, and whatever. That's all that is. That plan was a plan to get homes renovated, get homes built, and what the design was. That the other thing was we wanted a cottage home look in there, which is what we're trying to do. So,
but we don't have any design.
Well, we have in those, if you look at another sheet that they gave us a look about what we would want the new houses, which is all the cottage design. We could have gotten it, it would have cost another $25,000, so I wasn't willing to have those designed, to spend that kind of money to have them do the hard design. But we do have a general look about what we want it to look like. And I think we agree with the comment here that was made about the type of homes that are built in here. We want architecturally to save the character of the neighborhood, not just build anything just for the sake of getting a house built. And I think that's important. I think if you really want to rejuvenate neighborhoods, the architectural design of what goes in there is as important, is very important about whether you do it or not.
Well, that's what I was saying, because to me, just having expensive attached homes is not a solution. They have to be right. They have to fit in. They have to not make everything else look weird.
I think you're going to start seeing more, especially in the new homes built in there, you're going to see more of the cottage design, and we've got some good ideas in there. And when we do it, we will only approve the designs as far as the loan program we have. They have to submit the plans to us, or else we won't. Now that doesn't say that they couldn't go to a bank and get whatever financing they want and build whatever they want, but I think design guidelines down there would be important.
But we're not. Design guidelines we're doing now aren't going to apply to that, are they?
The only way we can do that is if the Aiken Corporation provides the financing for it. We can put the hook in there that we want to. I'm talking about on the new construction, but that's just the stuff we do.
Okay, where are we now?
We're on the corner of Chesterfield and Barnwell.
Currently, there's a mixture of LP, LB, single family, and multifamily in that block.
Roger, are the offices in there by variance from RMH?
How'd they get in there, Ed? I think they got rezoned, like when Jimmy Stewart went in there and bought that house that was falling apart. I believe that a rezoning came in.
But it shows as RMH now.
Am I correct? You don't remember. This happened.
Really?
Well, they probably got in there with a variance to the zoning. Probably, if it's still RMH,
you wouldn't be able to put a. I mean, under our present ordinance, you wouldn't be able to put a business in that area under a variance. It had to have been zoned.
It was grandfathered then.
It had to have been zoned something differently before.
How long has this been RMH?
That was a house before, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got a lawyer. There's a lawyer's office in there. You got.
Ed knows.
You got apartments in there.
There's an error on the map.
Okay.
It's under LP. Most of that block is under LP, except for the corner,
So to answer the question, they didn't get it rezoned. It was already zoned limited professional.
Everything except the northwest corner is LP. Northwest corner is RMH.
Okay.
Well, I've got the floor. One other correction. Going back to Church's Chicken and Working Hampton, that's also an error. Both of those corners, Church's and Hamlet's, car place are both GD. So they should both be yellow or Wellsky's and red. The blank is correct.
But they're currently zoned GB.
We're talking about leaving them where they're at.
Right.
So all this should be LP. And so what you're saying is you're still recommending it go to residential, but it's going from LP to residential.
I would like for us to at least look at part of that block being a new classification of the attached single-family home ownership, but that's just only because that's what I would like to see done there. But and I think it makes sense for the rejuvenation of downtown with homes. So,
and I'll just remind, because I'm not too sure everybody was on council at the time, but we had a lengthy discussion a couple of years ago that on the east side of Chesterfield Street, just north of the new office complex where Elliot Davis is at, one or more residential units were proposing to change the zoning from residential multifamily high density to LP. And there was a lot of discussion. It was a split vote on council's part, but they decided to keep it as RMH instead of rezoning it to LP, which is what's on the other side. So, you know, if you keep the west side as LP, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to keep the east side or change it to LP. Because that, we had that long discussion.
Roger, I was one of the ones who voted because the person came in, and it was a lot right next to what his office now. However, if you look at what we're doing to change the character of that neighborhood to single family, to residential, whether it be attached or detached, then I would say that it would make sense for us to try to do that, which is what that plan suggests. In other words, and we have spent an enormous amount of time and effort trying to get homes built in that neighborhood. So I guess what I'm saying is, I would say it's probably what we should do is try to do the residential. The only question I have is whether part of it we would allow attached residential home ownership.
On the east side, those are definitely, between York and Chesterfield, those are all single-family homes currently. And that's so what the plan is recommending is that we change the zoning to reflect what is currently there. To go with.
So we're fine that there's no...
I don't think we have an argument.
The only question is what do we do with the LP?
Right. What do we do with the west side, which is currently LP? Between Newberry and Chesterfield.
If someone were to want to do attached houses, or whatever you call attached stuff, and it was zoned a different zone, zoned single family detached, say, or zoned LP, and they came to the Planning Commission for a zoning change, we still wouldn't have any control over the design guidelines of what they were doing, would we? No.
If it was currently residential, multifamily, low or high density, no.
If it were currently residential, detached, and they wanted it changed to multifamily.
To attached, so then it's a rezoning, and you do have some control.
Can we attach design conditions to rezonings?
What we have historically required, or you know, I go back to, we require them to satisfy conditions that can be satisfied prior to the rezoning actually taking place. And what we do is we require them to submit a proposal or a design that shows, you know, what the project is going to look like. And we've added conditions, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but we've added conditions that say, you know, in order for this, you have to show a development plat that shows, you know, a tree being saved or a road being in a particular place. Right, one story versus two story.
And can we hold them to it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We did to Kroger.
I mean, if they submit you a design that satisfies you, then the rezoning would take place. If the design,
check on this.
The key, Jane, is if they come in for rezoning, if they're coming in, it's already zoned for that. We can't do that.
That's correct.
That's the difference.
That's correct.
And the prep school property was already zoned that way. They didn't have to come in with any designs or any approvals.
Even our part of it, even the city's part of it.
Yes. It was LP. LP allows any residential except apartments.
Okay.
Let's decide here when we want to stop. I think 10 o'clock is a good time myself.
I got to leave. I got a meeting.
So we'll wrap it up then.
Okay, it's currently zoned LP. Anything on this so we could at least get this one stretch done? Keep it LP. LP allows, for your argument's sake, Pat, LP allows anything residential. But if you want to put some restrictions, you could make it that multifamily or detached. Right now it's showing that you could all be detached.
I would recommend we go with the LP, but I would not object strenuously if it was other time. But I think LP makes more sense for what's there now.
(Clears
Which block are we talking about?
Right here.
Just make sure.
This is block between, again, Chesterfield and Newberry, Barnwell to Edgefield.
This is the SENG, Jimmy Stewart Law Office, two law offices, Maxwell.
It's primarily limited professional on the east side currently. The west side is primarily residential on Newberry Street. Similar to what we wrestled with when we were looking between York and Pendleton up near Hampton.
Roger, can we reserve that? I'd like to go down there and look at that because if all of it's residential on Newberry,
we
may want to split the block.
We'll come back at this point, and then we also have to cover the area from Richland Avenue south.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cut off at that point, and I'll identify that at the next meeting, which is on November 10th. Is our next meeting.
When is it?
November 10th.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place.